Welcome to Day 2. Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Redeemed, by Tracy Wilson. Let's begin today's devotional with worship with Dave Bell.
Let's magnify Jesus. Come.
Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Redeemed, by Tracy Wilson. Picture yourself in front of a judge. You've just committed a crime that demands the death penalty. As the judge raises his gavel to pronounce sentence, Jesus stretches out his hand to stop the decree. I'll take that punishment for this child. Let this one go free, he proclaims. He has done all this for us. With such a high price, we indeed ought to redeem the time and live our lives honoring the Lord. There is no way we can repay Jesus for his sacrifice, nor does he desire this, for he gave freely himself as our ransom. Jesus Christ redeemed our lives by paying the price for our sins. His purchase became payment to recover us from the power of the enemy. Therefore, Paul tells us in Ephesians 5:16 to redeem the time. When we give our life to God, he transforms us into a new creature and we become his ambassador. Our life of redemption and how we live it becomes examples to others. We now have a choice to be a redeemer by redeeming our time. This can be done by using the wisdom from God to walk circumspectly, to be on guard and watchful, doing good, following the Lord, loving others, being thankful, and serving with obedience and zeal. These can all be viewed as our own payment towards making the time our own and giving it back to the Lord. God does not desire good works as an attempt at repayment, yet when we are able to grasp the gravity of what it means to be redeemed, it becomes a natural outflow of our heart to please him, to walk in obedience, and to live our life honoring him. The Lord views each of us as his treasure, the price of which was his very life. We ought to treasure it as well. Not only has the Lord paid for our punishment, he has also released us from our captor, the enemy of our soul. When Jesus conquered the grave, he also crushed the power of sin, which enables us, through him, to put Satan under our feet. God gives us the ability to walk unhindered by the chains of sin. When we are tempted, he always provides an escape route. Temptation is unending and can appear relentless at times. Putting our gaze on Christ can aid us in resisting the call of the flesh and the enemy, realizing that each sin caused the hammer to pound the nails into the flesh of Jesus can help us flee each tempting thought. Our redemption did not come easily, yet it came without reservation. It was a gift offered to all who are willing to accept, to open arms and heart to receive. There is no need to work for this gift. Years ago, I found a counted cross stitch of Jesus and a lamb that I thought my mother would enjoy. Thinking it would take about a month to complete, I was surprised to discover it required more time and effort than I first realized. After 7 long years, I was able to present her with the gift. I did not expect anything in return. There were no strings attached, although it did have countless but counted strings within it. I wanted to give joy. What delighted me the most was to watch my mother receive the gift with joy. Her thankfulness was an added blessing. This gives a mere glimpse of how the Lord looks upon us. He gives us life freely. He wants our joy to be full. He gives life abundantly, no strings attached. It is our choice to honor him with gratitude and cherish the life he has given. Yes, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. We have been redeemed from death. Ephesians 2:1 states, and you were made alive who were dead in trespass and sins. And we have been redeemed from the power of the enemy. In Luke 10:19, Jesus tells us that he gave us power over the enemy. As it says in Ephesians 5:8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Let us now walk in the light, befitting of our calling and redeeming the time. Join with me now as we close this out with prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for dying on the cross and redeeming my life. Forgive my sins that you took upon yourself. Help me to cherish my life for which you gave your life. Grant me wisdom and zeal to redeem the time that you have graciously given me. May you be honored and glorified in all I do, say, think, and feel. Thank you, my Redeemer. Amen. Let's take a moment to reflect on God's redemption in our lives. Today's memory verse is Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Join me as we say this verse again. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalms 19:14, one more time. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Thank you and have a great day.